185.
185.
185.
185.
185.
185. 185.
185. 185. 185. 185. 185. 185. 185. 185. 185.
185. 185. 185.
185. 185. 185. 185.
185. 185. 185. 185. Hello, how are you? I'm all right. Gosh, it's good to be here. Now, what is this episode going to be about? Oh, well, it's going to be another one of our travel episodes. We're going on location, yes. You may already have guessed where we're going, maybe from the title of the episode or maybe from things that have been said in recent episodes. But anyway, let's run that theme music and once that's done, I'll explain a little more. All right, okay.
What's gonna happen today?
Oh my God, it's enormous! It's the Shylight Podcast.
Oh dear, this isn't gonna end well.
It's a very strange
show. Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for pies. That's all I asked for. Pies.
Not.
Oh dear, I hadn't thought of that.
Hey, that Yeti, he's crazy.
That's cool.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh, dear, oh, dear.
There we go. Well, so, what is this episode all about? Well, we're going to Scotland. We're going back to Scotland. I'm going with Callum and Callum's mum. That's Sheila. You remember that we went up there last year. In fact, the episode where we were hunting for Nessie, it was only published a few months ago now. Yes, it was one of those episodes that stayed in the vaults for a while and didn't get published as soon as it should have back in 2017. But yes, so this time we're just going for a holiday. There will be chitter chat and we're hoping to catch up with Nessie. We don't need to hunt him anymore. We know where he is. He's invited us for tea, so we'll do that. Ick is definitely coming with me. He's not coming on the train. He did offer to take me up in his ship, but I said it was more sociable if I travelled with Callum and Sheila, and really I don't think either Callum or Sheila wanted to go on the UFO. So we went up by train and met Ick up there. Now I won't say too much more. You will hear from all of the regulars at some point, and who knows, one or two of them may even show up. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say anything. So, off to Scotland. Off to catch up with Nessie and, also have a few days in Dunbar. Just seeing the sights. Moving on. So here we go. Hey, listeners. Hi. It's me, Paul. Yes. I'm on holiday. I'm in Scotland. Yes, I'm in Dunbar. Yes, I'm currently in my hotel room. Now, let's see what happened. We got up here safely yesterday. It was a reasonably good train journey. Quite warm. Callum and his mum, Sheila, they were sat in the seats in front of me, and I had a guy who was sitting next to me who kept sort of falling asleep and almost just falling asleep on my shoulder. But it was okay. I got his phone number. Maybe I should have done. No, I shouldn't. No. No, I didn't want his phone number. It's fine. So I listened to some podcasts. I did a bit of reading. And suddenly 4 hours was gone and we were in Edinburgh. And then we had to come back. We had to come back down to Dunbar because the train overshoots Dunbar. Anyway, in the evening, we had a potter around the town. We went and had dinner in a pub called The Volunteer, which Callum and I have been to many times before in the past. And what did I have? I had smoked haddock and veggies, mashed potato, broccoli, peas, maybe. I can't remember. Maybe carrots. Maybe both. And then we had Eton mess for dessert. No starter. No, it was pretty nice. Anyway, today Oh, and I slept pretty well. I brought my CPAP machine with me. I don't know if that made any difference, but I think it did. But anyway, I slept really well, which is unusual for me in strange beds. We've had our breakfast. It's not a full English breakfast. It's a full Scottish breakfast. In fact, there was haggis involved in the breakfast. Yes, I enjoyed it. So I've been doing a little bit of editing, and Callum and his mum have gone out to see a family friend called Louise, who they're going to meet for coffee. So I've got the morning to myself, or maybe a bit of the afternoon even. I'm going to go and look around the shops. I'm going to go and potter down to the, one of the sort of rocky beaches. There's a little bit of a breeze outside, but I don't think it will affect my recording. So, come with me. Oh, when are we meeting Nessie, you want to know? Well, we'll have to see. I left a message on Nessie's answer machine. Yep. Yeah, he has an answer machine. And, hopefully I'll hear from him, and maybe we'll meet up this evening, or maybe, it's only Saturday. We're here till Tuesday morning, so, plenty of opportunity. That's about it. I think we should get out there, don't you? Yes. Otherwise, I'm just going to sit here listening to old Jennifer Rush songs on YouTube, which is what I've been doing for about half an hour this morning. Did you know she has lots of really catchy songs other than Power of Love? Absolutely. Ring of ice, round your heart. Yeah. Oh, and then it gets to another chorus. Anyway, go and listen to some Jennifer Rush songs on YouTube. we're only 30 years too late. No, 30, more than 30 years. We're like 34 years late. Oh, well. Anyway, right, we're going to get out there. And speak to you again in a minute. Hey, Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? How are you doing, Poodle? You're doing well. Looking good. You always do look good, Poodle. Ick's with me. Say hello, Ick.
Hello, Ick. Hello, Big Fatty. Hello, Poodle.
We just wanted to leave a message to say that next week, probably around the time that you play this on the show, me, Shayeti, I'm heading up to Scotland probably with Ick. You are coming, aren't you, Ick?
Yes, I think so. Yes, definitely.
Do you remember last year when Ick and I made friends with the Loch Ness Monster, Nessie? So Ick and I and some of the other regulars, we all made friends with Nessie. He came down to London and I know he became quite a big fan of the little show. And, we're hoping to catch up with him when we go up to Scotland. So, I don't know, I just wondered if you had any messages you wanted me to pass on.
Paul, do you know if the Loch Ness Monster wears a kilt?
Trying to think. I guess he might wear a kilt. Maybe when he goes to parties and things.
Yes, Paul, good point. Do you think he wears underwear?
Do I think Nessie wears underwear? I'm not sure. Big Fatty doesn't wear underwear, so possibly Nessie doesn't either. Don't know.
Gosh, it doesn't bear imagining, though.
Which one? Big Fatty not wearing underwear or Nessie not wearing underwear?
Both of them.
I suppose you have to be very confident that you're not going to,
shot.
You said it, exactly. You do. You need to have that sort of confidence and, these things creep up on you, don't they?
Ooh, I don't want to be crept up on by a shot.
Well, exactly. Nobody does. But I always find it best to be prepared because you just don't know when it's going to strike. And, if you're wearing a kilt and you don't wear underwear, then it's just you might end up leaving a trail.
Oh, Paul, like a snail.
Well, a pooey snail.
Yes, Paul. Why did we start talking about this?
Well, all I wanted to know was whether Big Fatty or Poodle had any messages we could pass on to Nessie. Should we just say hi from you both, yeah?
Yes, that's a good idea.
So, we'll try and record a message whilst we're up in Scotland and send it on. We just thought we'd say hi before we went.
Yes, Paul, that's a good idea.
Yes. All right, then. Take care, Big Fatty. Take care, Poodle. And we'll speak to you again soon.
Bye-bye, Big Fatty. Bye-bye, Poodle.
Oh, yes. Bye, Poodle. Hi, listeners. Hi, yes. I'm sitting on this beach quite near the centre of Dunbar. The tide is out. It's a little bit breezy, but hopefully it won't affect the recording too much. It's quite a light breeze, really. It's quite a nice breeze. I haven't seen Ick. Don't know who I'm going to see first. Ick arriving or, I don't know, Nessie. The seagulls are taking a bet, I think. Yeah. Hopefully later in the episode you'll hear messages from the regulars. But, I've definitely got some poems. They're not ones I'm recording here. They're ones that were pre-recorded a while ago, but which I haven't shared with you yet. And with a bit of luck, there'll also be something from Sutton Park, if I can find it. Something maybe even from Scotland, like from a previous visit to Scotland. But I do not yet know. I do not yet know. Anyway. Done very little so far, so, you know, because I'm kind of waiting for the guys. Callum and his mum went to a cafe to meet a friend, but I didn't join them because I just wanted to sort of take photos and read and be very lazy, but very nice. I brought a little bit of lunch with me, so I haven't had to go back. This isn't the sort of beach where you go swimming. It's quite rocky, but you know, that's quite interesting. I didn't get to come down here last year when I was here because we were doing a walk on the top of the sort of the prom, as it were. Okay. Dear, oh dear. These seagulls are certainly having a bit of fun. So what are we doing later? I expect we'll go for a meal. Well, we'll have to. We have to eat. Tomorrow, not sure what the plans are for tomorrow. It's Monday. We might be getting the bus to North Berwick. At one point, I was going to go down there myself today, but Callum sort of said he was interested in coming too. So, yeah. So, yeah, so North Berwick will either be tomorrow or possibly Monday. But, yeah. It's really just an opportunity to catch up with Nessie, really, as he's back in Scotland. It's easier than seeing him over in Italy. Actually, talking of which, my brother and my niece, my brother's girlfriend Lucy and her daughter, they've all been to Italy this last week. But they've come across a few problems related to baggage handler strikes or something. Not nice. No, they had to get another. Their flight was cancelled and they couldn't get another flight for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days or something. Then they did find they had another flight, but they had to go and drive all the way to Rome, which is like a 3-hour drive. And I believe everything has gone fine, but it's one of those situations where just, you know, a 3-hour drive early in the morning, you know, you could get delayed before you even get to the airport. But, awful. But hopefully, next time I have to get a plane, hopefully we will avoid that. I think the baggage strike was to do with EasyJet. Now, that's who we flew with when we went to Copenhagen. We're not flying with them when we go to Vienna next month, Toby and I. But, dear, oh dear. Of course, as Toby has commented, whether or not we'll be able to afford to go for as many trips to Europe after Brexit, that's a totally different matter because we may have to pay for a visa or, you know, and the visa won't be cheap. And I have to be honest, if it's just so much hassle, I just won't go. Not until it's all sorted out anyway. May have to find more UK holidays. But We shall see. We shall see. He did, though, say that possibly there was going to be a way of retaining, you know, like sort of a European passport, in which case that's something that he and I would probably be keen on doing. Neither of us are at all nationalistic. Neither of us care about where we come from. My dad always says, "You're English," and I always say, "I'm British," but at the moment I'm not that proud to be British either, so... But I guess I always think of it, I don't think of it about the people, I think of it as the places. I know the people do their best to spoil the places, but, you know, some of my favourite places, like the Lake District, you know, they haven't done any harm to anybody. They deserve me to be proud of them. So, yeah, I think some people are proud of what people do. I'm sort of proud of our countryside and the nice, beautiful bits of Britain. So, if there's a way of being nationalistic about geography, then that's me, that's fine. I can stand behind that, but all this make Britain great or make America great, oh, it's just, that's a load of bullshit, isn't it? Horrible, horrible nationalistic crap. There's one thing to do it and another thing to say it. When people say that, I just think of football thugs and hooligans and, you know, ugh, no. As you can gather, I'm not much of a community-minded person. No. Anyway, enough of that. But, yeah, here I am, not in England, in Scotland, on the beach, waiting for Ick, waiting for Nessie. Hopefully one or the other of them will arrive soon. Okay. I'll speak to you again in a minute. Hi listeners, hi, yes, I'm back at the hotel. Well, you know, we had a nice day yesterday. Yes, a whole day has passed since I last spoke to you, but yeah, what did we do? Well, I just sort of pottered around the beach. I've got my new books with me, my next new books. One of them is a compilation called Shaiety's Greatest Hits, and the other one is my Shaiety Scripts. And well, one of them is already available, and the other one will be available within, well, days, weeks. Yeah, I was just taking... I like to take pictures of the books. I've got versions of the books with me, and I was taking photos of them on the beach and things to use on the blog. So I was doing that, recording seagulls for Toppy's Stick Out Your Back Door. Yeah, I really didn't go very far, but the time went so quickly. There were lots of things I wanted to do. In fact, I had planned to sort of maybe make some music on GarageBand whilst I was sitting on the bench, and I never got round to it, but maybe I'll do that today. I'm still waiting to hear from Ick, still waiting to hear from Nessie. So I met up with Callum and Sheila. They'd been down in the harbour, there'd been some music playing. I'm going to go and have a look at the harbour today, because they're going to see some, well, Callum's mum, Sheila, she's going to go and see one of her friends. Callum's going to walk down to Belhaven Beach, which we went to when you were with us last year. But remember, I found the Nessie's footprints in the sand. Yeah, it's quite a walk, though, and I thought, well, last year we went to Belhaven, but I didn't have that much time to look at the closer beaches, so that's why I'm trying to do that this year and take photos, which will be on the blog. So, yeah, we met up. They had ice cream. I didn't have an ice cream, but only because I'd eaten most of a packet of fruit pastels. So I felt I'd eaten way more sugar than I needed to, so I didn't really want to have an ice cream. We had a little nap, and I think I must have dozed for about 2 hours. It was a very good nap, and next thing I knew, it was time to go out. So we were going to go to an Italian restaurant, but it was packed, so we ended up going to a Chinese restaurant. But I had a Chinese curry, which is basically, I think, really, it's the meat that they would have in the Chinese food, but with like a curry sauce, sort of curry sauce you often get on chips in a chip shop. It was yummy. I liked it. So I also had wonton noodle soup for starters, but then we came back here and I did more editing. Sorry, the phone's going. Hello.
Hello, Paul, it's me, Ick.
Oh, hi, Ick, how are you doing? I thought you were going to be arriving up here.
Oh, Paul, it's been a nightmare.
What's going on?
I had all sorts of trouble with my exhaust.
You had trouble with your exhaust? What, on the UFO?
Yes, it's problematic.
Is it? Oh, so you're not gonna be able to come?
Well, if I get my ship repaired, I know you're not there for many days.
Oh dear. I'm so sorry to hear that. Nessie would love to have seen you.
How are you doing? I bet you're having great fun frolicking on the beach.
I've not actually seen Nessie yet. I'm still waiting to hear from him. How is everybody up there? Toby and Dee Dee, have you seen them?
Not really. I think they're hiding indoors. It's too hot outside.
Bless. And what about Comity and Martin and Yeti Uncle John?
I'm not sure. I don't quite know. Look, I'm going to have to go, Paul.
Oh, really? All right, then. Oh, gosh. I hope you managed to get your ship fixed.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, thank you very much. I'll call you again later, perhaps.
All right, then. Okay, I'll speak to you again later.
All right, then. Bye for now. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye. Oh, dear. Poor old Ick. Oh, dear. He never seems to have much luck with that spaceship. I have a feeling that it's not, the most advanced. Well, I mean, it's more advanced than anything we have on Earth, as far as that it can travel to Uranus and back in about 10 minutes. But it's a bit cranky as far as, it breaks down a lot. Luckily, Ick knows what he's doing. He was the engineer, I think, at one point. I think Ick's sort of like Scotty off Star Trek. He's good. He can do all the mechanical stuff and he can also fly it. So it's all good. But, I wonder what Yeti Uncle John and Cromarty are up to. What's going on? Just a minute, I've got a voice message. That must have come through when I was talking to Ick. Let me just have a listen. Here we go.
Hello, it's me, Nessie. How are you doing? Just wanted to leave a message to say I've been, I've been held back in Loch Ness for longer than I intended. There's lots of tourists about, and I haven't been able to sneak off down the coast, but I'm hoping to get there later today. I'm probably going to be somewhere near North Berwick when I first arrive, so I'll let you know when I get there. All right? So this is me, Nessie, saying I'll see you again soon, Paul. Okay. All right. Goodbye. Goodbye for now. Yes.
Blimey, it was Nessie. Gosh, poor Nessie. All the tourists at Loch Ness seem to be, I suppose it must be very difficult to sort of sneak out when people are constantly on the lock and looking around and, oh dear. It's very difficult to go and catch the train when, people have got their binoculars out on you. What he said to me before was that the first time I really met him when we were in the coffee shop in near my work, he said partly people are so shocked that they don't take in that you're there, or they refuse to believe, they can't possibly believe that there is Nessie sitting at a table in a cafe drinking a cappuccino, that their brains kind of block it out, and it's like, well, I can see it, but no, I must be imagining it, so it's not there, and that's, but I guess when you're actually at Loch Ness, then people wouldn't do that, they'd be like, wow, it's the Loch Ness Monster, so, he has to be careful, poor old Nessie. I think it's probably time for me to go outside, isn't it? And have a look around. And, so let's do that. And, come on, let's go outside. It's sunny. It's nice out there. And, let's see if we can go and find some more seagulls to record. Yes. All right. Come on, then. Hi, listeners. I'm down by the harbour in Dunbar. Weather's very nice. Lots of clouds, but nice clouds. Fluffy white clouds. Weather's kind of sunny. It's a little bit of a breeze again, but I think that's just, you know, a coastal thing. Now, I haven't done very much at all. Callum's off walking somewhere. Sheila's off seeing her friend Louise. And I've probably spent about the last 3 hours sitting on the same bench. I had my lunch. I didn't get a very big lunch because we'll be eating later. But anyway, there was a meal deal in the newsagents we go past. So, packet of crisps, the drink, a small sandwich. That was enough for me anyway. And I think I listened to 3 podcasts back to back. A new one to me, an Australian one, called The Gays Are Revolting, which I've not heard before. That was fun. Meanwhile, I was going on Instagram and mucking around with all the photos I took yesterday, and had a really nice view. Literally in the 2 or 3 hours I was there, I saw the tide sort of retreat, and slowly the beach was revealed, and I don't know if it was a road or a path or what, but it was underwater. But as the sea sort of retreated, there's all this green seaweed and moss and stuff on the path, and as the sea went back, it was sort of revealed. It made for quite a different photo than the one I'd taken when I first arrived. I also had a muck around on GarageBand, made some new music. I seem to have already picked a load of loops and just not done anything with it, so I just made something. I've read a chapter of the book I'm reading, which is by an author called Sylvia Peterson. It's all about her time as a journalist on a magazine called Smash Hits back in the 80s and 90s. I've only just started reading that, but that's fun. After that, I walked round to the harbour, which is where I am now. I'm outside the Royal National Royal National Lifeboat Institute. Is that right? RNLI. Not sure what I stands for. Anyway, should do probably. Sitting outside the shop by the harbour. I just bought a Coke and a little tub of ice cream, just a little pot. And I just texted Callum. He's met up with his mum, but he's still at Louise's. So it's about 3:30, so I'll probably toddle slowly back to the hotel. There go the seagulls. I wasn't sure if I misunderstood Nessie's message about meeting up, but did call him back, did have a little conversation, and we're doing that tomorrow, going to North Berwick, so hopefully the weather will stay nice. Get a bus to there, so I'm sure there'll be something else you can listen to now, so listen to that, and then I'll update you and speak to you again in a minute. Yeah, cool. Okay. Bye now. Hello, listeners. Hello, it's me. It's Uncle John. Now, don't tell him. Don't tell Paul. But I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, me, Yeti Uncle John. I'm here in Dunbar, in Scotland, because, I heard there was, a chance of getting to meet Nessie. And, it's still quite exciting meeting Nessie and, having friends who know Nessie. It's exciting, but, there was no mention of me. There was mention of Callum and his mum and maybe Ick, but I wasn't officially invited. So, to be fair, I was meant to be in space, and that's not going to be happening. But, not in any way that it really matters to the show. I'll be here quite a lot, basically. So, I ain't told Paul yet, because, I just in case, you know, I don't know. I just thought maybe it would be a surprise. Yes, it will be a surprise. Yes.
Hi, Big Fatty. Yes, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? We're up in Scotland. Yes, up in Scotland. And we're hoping to hear from Nessie soon. We're going to be meeting up with him. When we see him, we will get him to say hello to you. But yes, I just wanted to let you know, I'm up here, I've got my bagpipes, I'm wearing a kilt, and I've just eaten the haggis. After chasing the haggis around the Highlands last night, it took quite a long time. You know, they really don't want to be caught and eaten for breakfast. It's quite inconsiderate of them. But there we go. You know, the haggis, they really are a menace, an absolute menace to society. They eat the farmers' crops, and really, they do... It's a shame, but there's nothing for it but to, well, put them on your plate. Yes. Anyway, I'm off around the town, and I'm expecting Ick to be arriving soon. He's coming up by UFO, and I came up by train. To be honest, Ick's spaceship isn't exactly the fastest thing in the world at times. You know, I don't know which is worse, going on his ship or going on the train. They're both pretty bad experiences, to be honest. I don't know if you heard, but I found out the other day that, you see, I had to look after, you know, about Ick's peepers, the little frogs that Toppy sent over, yeah. We had to babysit them, and it was because Ick was going away. Can you guess where Ick was? This is a bit of gossip. Ick went to Uranus, yeah. Yeah, well, you know that. Ick's a big fan of Uranus, and I've never been myself, but there are apparently lots of things to do in Uranus. And so he went there. He was going there for Botox. You know, Botox. He's so vain. I can't believe it. He looks perfectly fine to me, to be honest. But I know that's where he was. He didn't like me mentioning it because we had a bit of trouble with the peepers, and he had to come back early, and I was teasing him that he'd gone to have Botox. But so, you know, if you're ever considering having Botox on Uranus, then, well, I don't know. I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to. Nothing wrong with Uranus at all. I mean, nothing wrong with yourself at all. Anyway, that's enough jokes about Uranus. Uranus. Your anus. All right, that's enough for me. I'll speak to you later. That's me. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti, calling from Uranus. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye. Oh, bye, poodle. Sorry. Apologies.
Hello, it's me, Carmody. Hi, listeners. I am here. Yes, I am in Dunbar in Scotland. I have come to meet Nessie because I heard that he was going to be visiting Dunbar. And, it does not seem that I have been invited, so I thought that I would come anyway. Huh? It's good, yes? It's very good, yes. So that is what I will be doing, yes. Yes. No sign of him yet, though. No. Yes.
Hello again, it's me. Yes. Well, I promised you some poems, and some poems you will get. But whilst I'm here, I also want to talk about a couple of books that I'm releasing. In fact, they should be released and available by the time this episode is also released. Now, they both have connections with the show. The first one is the Shy Yeti Sketchbook. And you'll remember that in previous episodes of the show, we presented you with little sketches to do with Shy Yeti. These are sketches that first appeared on my blog. Those were first drafts. They've been reworked and rewritten. Not changed a great deal in many cases, but just the odd line here or there, improved or tweaked. Yes. It is called the Shy Yeti Sketchbook, and it is 240 pages long, and it has half a dozen sketches in it. Let me just read you the contents. I won't read you the actual scripts, and you can still read the draft versions on the blog, but if you want to read the finished versions, then yeah, this is what this book provides. So the first sketch is called Shayeti Writes a Musical, which is all about, well, Shayeti being commissioned to write a musical. But it's not as simple as it sounds. This was followed by Shayeti as an April Fool. I think that's all to do with Mr. Yeti eating stuff from a bakery, which he really shouldn't have done. That script is followed by Shayeti versus the Parakeets, which is, well, as it says, Shayeti coming face to face with some rather noisy birds, attempting to make a complaint, and yet, well, this is followed by Shayeti and the Magic of the Librarians, which is all to do with shushing, a very important technique used by librarians. Shayeti Gets Recognised is a script where Mr. Yeti gets recognised as a poet. And, well, you know, you can't choose your fans. That is the moral of that story. But anyway, the next script is Shayeti Eats Healthily, where Mr. Yeti learns that eating healthily isn't as easy as it would appear. Those first six scripts I have done versions of for the podcast. The later scripts I've not presented to you, because partly because Toppy Smelly features in some form or other in most of them, and I didn't want to recreate them without Toppy's involvement. So we'll maybe think about that. We may well recreate those together once I've sent Toppy a copy of the book. Toppy, a copy of the book. That's a real tongue twister. So yes, the next script is Shayeti and the Cat Psychic. Shayeti, the film star. Shayeti and the Keeper of the Vampire Cows. Shayeti and the Attack of the Supermodels. Shayeti Gets All Wrapped Up. Shayeti and the Many Christmas Pranks. I think we may have performed that one last Christmas. I think we did it live with Cromarty and Yeti Uncle John, and oh, that was quite a palaver. Other scripts in the book include Shayeti and the Trifle of Doom, Shayeti the Entertainer, Shayeti the Educator, and Shayeti and the Train to the Moon. The Trifle of Doom is a bit of a monstery story. The Entertainer. The Entertainer is about Paul and Toppy, well, being called in to entertain the troops, let's say. The Educator is all about Shayeti being called in to give a lecture. And Shayeti and the Train to the Moon, well, that's just weird. Yes. Most of those feature Toppy as a character in some form or other. There are actually three little extras. I find myself, in the same way as I do extras on the live episodes, just like a DVD, I find my books have extras these days. The extras in the Shy Life sketchbook, A Day in the Life of a Shayeti, which was a sort of spoof I wrote for my blog a while back. You know, sometimes when you're reading magazines, there are like sort of very light interviews with celebrities, where the celebrity is perhaps talking about a day in the life. Well, I wanted to do that for Shayeti, but I couldn't do that without taking the piss, basically. Us Brits, we like our self-depreciating humour. Yes, and who better to make fun of than your own self? Another extra in this book is Gladstone Milk Whiskers and the Christmas Star. That was a Christmas story or Christmas script that I wrote for the blog, again involving Shayeti and Gladstone Milk Whiskers, the Mouse of Commons, and Charlie, and even Ick. I think that's the first time that Ick has been preserved in fiction. Yes. So yes, a couple of extra scripts. So that book, I have a copy in my very hand at this very moment, and for some reason the page numbers are in a funny place. So I thought, oh, I'll come into work today and I'll just put the page numbers at the bottom of the page where I like them to be. I did that, and well, it seemed to cause all manner of small problems. So all I've got to do is just jiggle things around, and the book will be available by the end of the week, I would hope. Now the other book that already is available and hopefully will be available on Amazon.com hopefully Amazon UK as well, but also in Barnes & Noble, I believe, as long as I get the go-ahead. But it is currently available for sure on lulu.com, as will be the Shy Yeti sketchbook. But yes, where was I? Okay, so yes, the book that already is available is Shy Yeti's Greatest Hits, 1992 to 2017. It's a best-of compilation of my favourite poems, I guess, the ones I perform the most, ones that I enjoy reading, whether it be on the podcast, whether it be on the radio, whether it be at one of my shows, wherever. I've done a number of compilations. I've done a couple of small ones. The first one I did was called Shy Yeti Rules OK. That was a best-of compilation of all my favourites up until about 2009. Once I'd finished that book, I found that there were one or two poems that I'd left out, which I wished I hadn't. So I did a mini compilation called A Soupçon of Shy Yeti, because I reasoned that it was around the time that I was doing my poetry shows, and I reasoned that it was good to have a few smaller books, because I was taking my poetry collections to the shows to sell. But you can't give them away, well, you could, but to cover costs and then make a slight profit, I need to charge £7 or £8 for most of my normal books. So I thought it would be good to do a smaller collection, which I could perhaps charge £3 or £4 and cover the cost and still make a pound or so profit. So Soupçon of Shy Yeti was one of those smaller books. I also did a compilation called Cactus Heart, which was a collection of sort of love poems. I really came up with that because when I was on one of my trips to America, I took a picture of a cactus that looked like a heart, and I thought, this has got to be a book cover. So I did this compilation called Cactus Heart, which was sort of romantic poems, or twisted romantic poems. So actually, that wasn't the first time. I now remember that I did a couple of compilations when I first started on lulu.com. I did a compilation called Wooed Awakenings, which was again relationship poems, and that had a sequel called Wooder Awakenings. These were poems that sort of fitted the theme, but which weren't necessarily ones that I performed much. More personal poems are harder to perform because, you know, I like to perform the fun ones really. But I also did a mini compilation called Shy Yeti Goes Wild, I think it was called, which went with a show that I was doing. And then I also did a small Christmas collection called Too Slushy for Snowmen. A lot of these are still available on Lulu, but I thought it would be nice to do a collection that I could also put on Amazon and have it a little bit more wider distributed. But we'll see. So yes, Shy Yeti's Greatest Hits, 1992 to 2017. Because there are one or two poems in this compilation that do date back that early. So of course, when you do this sort of thing, you always think of other poems that, oh, I wish I'd included that. I'm tempted to read all of the titles, but that will probably take me the rest of the episode. So just believe me when I say there's well over 100 poems in this collection, probably closer to 200. And many of them you may recognise from listening to episodes of the show. Now, when I come back later this episode, I will read you a few poems from this book. But anyway, we ought to get back to Scotland, I think. Yes, they'll be wondering where we are. Okay, moving on. Hello, listeners. It's me. We're in the hotel room, and we just had breakfast. It's Monday, the something of 23rd of July. Yes. What did we do yesterday? Well, I had a potter around. I spoke to you. We went for fish and chips in the evening. We weren't intending to go for fish and chips. We were intending to go for that elusive pizza. But every time we go there, it's so packed they haven't got a table for us. So we went and had fish and chips, which is no bad thing because I don't get fish and chips very often back home. There's not one that's that convenient for us. There are ones in other towns on our line, but it's not the same as being able to walk down the road. Well, we can walk down the road to one, but it's a good half an hour's walk. So you end up having to eat it outside Anyway, we went to the fish and chip shop in Dunbar, which is a fish and chip shop that Callum and I used to go to years ago when we used to come up here and stay with his granny. And occasionally we'd end up there after we'd had a few pints as well. And I do remember back in the 90s, their steak pie was something, well, presuming you like some meat, the steak pie was to die for. It was absolutely packed full of steak. Yeah, you could have steak pie and chips. It was something ridiculously cheap, and it was a satisfactory second dinner after a few drinks. But unfortunately, yesterday I also had a bit of an accident where the laptop decided that it wanted to share my cup of coffee, and so it leapt at me when I was drinking and tried to drink my coffee, and has since it's not very well at the moment, which means I haven't been able to do any more editing. Now, we don't know whether the laptop's dead for good or whether it'll be making a resurgence. It hasn't decided. It wakes up for a little bit, but unfortunately the keys weren't responding. Well, some of them weren't. I think it probably needs a bit more time to recover. Well, it's got about 2 days, to be honest. If it's not recoverable by the time I get back to London on Wednesday, I'll probably be going and buying a new one. So if it wants to be used ever again and not end up in the junk pile in the sky, then it better get its act together by Wednesday, because I shall be making steps to buy a replacement. Can you hear me, laptop? Of course, it's a bit annoying because I was halfway through editing another episode and I've got lots of project work on that old machine, but who knows? Hopefully it'll recover, and yes, we shall see. These things are sent to test us. So today we're going to North Berwick. We're going to meet up with Nessie in North Berwick. And now, rumour has it, I won't tell you who has let slip. That sounds bad. No, anyway, rumour has it that Cromarty and Yeti Uncle John are in the area. They are hoping to meet Nessie too, but we shall see. We've not seen them, so I suspect that they may be in the wrong town. I suspect that they may have come to the wrong place, but I haven't said anything. We'll see. Now, considering the problem I've had with my laptop, I think it's the moment now. I need to make a noise, a crinkly noise, and well, we went to the Chinese restaurant on Saturday night. They gave us fortune cookies at the end of the night. And Callum and Sheila ate theirs quite immediately, but I was quite full. And I know they're not, you know, they're hardly filling. They're hardly a massive meal in themselves, but I just didn't. So I've got mine here now. I'm hoping that my fortune in the future will be a bit more positive, and that I won't be suffering any more technological problems. So here we are. I'm going to open it. Although my luck with fortune cookies is a bit mixed. Back in 2003, when I was in San Francisco, we were in a Chinese restaurant. It was my birthday, my 30th birthday, and we all had fortune cookies. And everybody had really jolly fortunes in their fortune cookies. Except for me, who had a very sort of... I can't remember what it said now. Something like... Oh, anyway, it related to a situation that was happening at the time with an ex. And, well, it appeared to, anyway. It seemed very pertinent to what was happening. And everybody else had really upbeat ones, and mine was kind of thoughtful and slightly sad. I'm hoping that this one won't be like that. I don't know what the others had. I can't remember what theirs said. But, come on, little fortune cookie. It's going to say your laptop. The thing is, considering considering that this... get it out of the bag. That's a good start. Considering that I got this on Saturday night, I did consider that it might say, don't drink coffee. Don't drink coffee near your laptop. Maybe, and because I haven't opened it now, I've missed out on the fortune being told. And anyway, all right, let's break this thing, see what it says. There we go. Right. And taking the fortune out of the cookie, it says, oh, it's quite a good fortune. Well, not if we, it's more of a little saying, I suppose. It says, when you are in a hole, stop digging, which is a good advice. So what does that mean? I'm having trouble with my laptop, so maybe rather than making plans to replace it or to throw it out the window, I should just stop digging. I should stop pursuing it, and I should just wait and see what happens. Maybe that's what it's saying. Yes, I think that is what it's saying. Ah, yes. We shall see. Anyway, hopefully we'll see Nessie in a bit. But I shall need to go and get ready now, so I'll speak to you in a bit.
Hello, it's me, Nessie. How are you? Yes, I'm looking forward to us meeting up later today. It's going to be wonderful to see you. I haven't seen you since I saw you last time. That's quite some time ago, yes. Always good to see you. Always good to see you, Paul. I really love your show. The Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I always listen to the Shy Life Podcast. This is me, Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. Yes. Okay. I'll see you soon.
Hello, darling. Darling. Oh, how lovely to see you. Oh, no, I'm not seeing you. I'm leaving you a message. Oh, dear. Anyway, it's me, Bettina Dupre. I think I might have had a bit too much to drink. We went to a party, darling. Yes, I thought I'd give you a call. Perhaps it wasn't the best time. Oh, yes. Oh, dear. I hear you're in Scotland. Meeting that lovely Nessie, no doubt. Yes. Oh, dear. I have been informed that you had problems with your laptop, though. I'm very sorry to hear that. I know it must be a terrible inconvenience. But anyway, Damius is here. Damius, come and say hello to Paul. Oh, hello, Paul. It's me, Damius Trinklehorn. Oh, what are you doing? Are you in Scotland? Oh, yes. I once played Scotland in a play, you know. It was a long time ago. Yes. I think I played it was a play about Glasgow and Edinburgh. I played Edinburgh. Oh, yes. I think Edinburgh is a very lovely, pretty city. So I dressed up like a pretty city. So, yes. Anyway, I hope you have a nice time. I'm very sorry about your laptop. Do say hello to Nessie when you see him. All right. Bettina, do you want to say anything else? I do, darling. Oh, dear. I think I hiccuped. I would love to say, have a lovely holiday, Paul. Don't worry too much about your laptop. I'm sure it will recover when it has had a lovely rest. Yes. Okay. 1 million kisses, darling. 1,000,001 kisses. Oh, yes. 1,000,002 kisses. No, damn it. That's what I have to say. No, 1,000,002 kisses. That's my saying. Darling, we have to stop recording now. Oh, well, then, bye now, bye.
Hi, listeners. Sorry, a bit loud. I'm on the bus. We're on the bus, I should say, heading to North Berwick, where we're going to be meeting Nessie. So, it's all very exciting. It's a lovely day again. North Berwick's by the sea, so the only trouble I have is that it's the same problem I have in Dunbar, is that there's a nice sea breeze, but unfortunately that does interfere a little bit with the recording. So Probably won't do as much as I would have liked to, but anyway. Well, of course, when I meet Nessie, we'll be meeting in a restaurant, so that'll be fine. I don't think there's anything much more to say. It's really nice going from Dunbar to North Berwick through all the little villages, and it's good. All right, I'll speak to you in a bit. All right, okay. So Yeti Uncle John, where are we going now?
We're going to where we're supposed to be going, I think. We just got it a bit wrong earlier, that's all.
Oh dear, I wish we had a map. Well, do you not have a map on your phone?
Oh, what? No, I don't. I don't have one of them modern-fangled new phone things. I would have thought you did, being a sciencey type. Being a boffin. I am not a boffin. Maybe I am a boffin. I don't know. I cannot get reception on my devices.
Well, that'll be your problem then, won't it?
I'm sure it's fine. We'll arrive in time. We were in North Berwick. We were supposed to be in Dunbar. That's it. That's the only thing we got wrong. It's fine. We'll be in Dunbar soon. Oh, thank goodness. I don't want to miss, I do not want to miss seeing Nessie. He's so nice to catch up with Nessie. Yes.
Don't worry. We'll be there soon.
Well, Paul, it's great to see you again. So nice. I'm so glad you called up and we were able to meet like this.
Yes, Nessie, yes. It's so nice just to chill out with you. So, how have things been since we saw you in Italy, wasn't it? Did we see you in Italy? I can't remember. Was it the Lake District? Or anyway.
Well, I think I saw you in London last time, actually.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Yes, of course. And I never got to Italy. A long story.
I think I heard about that. That sounded very dramatic.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty dramatic, it really was. But you're travelling more than you used to.
Oh, yes, Paul. Travelling loads more than I used to. It's, for years I just stayed in Loch Ness and I didn't travel much. And, well, you know, I've just realised that you've got to get out of here, you know. You've got to leave home sometimes, and you've got to go out, and you've got to visit your friends. They won't always come and visit you.
Yes, good point, Nessie. Now, and I guess you get a lot of visitors, but they're not necessarily your chosen visitors. They're not necessarily friends of yours.
Oh, yeah, lots of people come. They want to take their photo with me, and I generally keep my head down, quite literally. No, you know, it's nice that they come to visit, but I can't just be sitting there on a rock, showing off like some sort of bathing beauty. That's not the way it goes.
No, I understand that. That would be weird. And well, anyway,
people tend not to look at me too much when, I'm out and about, having lunch and stuff, because they just don't believe that I'm actually here.
Yeah, strange, isn't it? Oh, by the way, everybody says hello. Down in London, Big Fatty, he says hello too, I think. I'm pretty sure he does.
That's lovely, great. Oh, well, you know, I keep listening to everyone's podcasts, I know what's going on. I'm a great fan of all the Pride 48 shows.
That's so lovely, that's really nice. I'm glad we could foster that link between you and, all the little shows.
Yeah, well, how's your dinner?
Very nice, thank you.
What is that, spaghetti bolognese?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wish I'd had that.
Is yours not so good?
Well, you know, I made the mistake of having fish and chips, and I eat quite a lot of fish. I should have had something different.
Well, we could swap plates if you want.
No, it's fine. Oh, yeah. You're going to have a dessert?
I think I might. Maybe some ice cream.
Oh, that sounds great. It's really nice going out for a meal like this.
Well, dinner's on me.
Oh, Paul, that's so kind of you. Oh, are you sure?
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but I wasn't quite sure if you had a wallet. I mean, I don't know how often you go into shops and things.
I have a wallet, but you're right. I mean, I don't have pockets. No, not in the traditional sense.
Oh, well, it's fine. Anyway, it's fine. It's on me.
Oh, Paul, that's great. It's so great catching up with you. I hope we can do this again sometime.
Oh, yes, I hope so. That would be absolutely lovely. And so it was. Absolutely lovely.
Hi, listeners. It's me. Yes, me. It's Paul. Yes, you probably guessed that by now. Anyway, so yes, we're in North Berwick, and as you probably just heard, we had a nice meet up with Nessie. It all worked out pretty much as I expected, where we went to the cafe and nobody batted an eyelid because nobody really believed that it was possible for Nessie to be there. But it was great. Really nice to catch up. Shame he didn't have more time. We now have a fire alarm. Sorry, a car alarm, I should say. This is the second time a car alarm has interrupted my recordings this holiday. Oh, there it goes. Yeah, it's a shame Nessie didn't have a bit more time to spend with us. It would have been nice to perhaps have had a meal, or maybe swum over to the Bass Rock, which is the Bass Rock is this big rock in the sea that you can see from Dunbar, but you can see from North Berwick, but a lot closer from North Berwick. Oh, look, there's a car alarm. Yeah, you can see the Bass Rock from Dunbar, but you can also see it from North Berwick a lot closer. It sits there in the sea, covered in seagull poo, basically. Yes, I'm sure. It may even have puffin poo on it as well. There's quite a lot going on, to be honest. You can get boat rides out to it, but I was kind of hoping we'd get to have a ride over there on Nessie's back. But oh yes, we had a report from Ick that confirmed that Cromarty and Nitty Uncle John were in the area, but they've pretty much completely muddled things up, and I think they were here. I think it's possible that they were in North Berwick when we were in Dunbar. Then they realised they were in the wrong place. They got on the wrong bus. Thought they were heading for Dunbar, but ended up somewhere like Glasgow, which is nowhere near where we are. So, the silly thing is, if they'd have just mentioned that they were coming, rather than trying to surprise us, then maybe we could have arranged something. But anyway, we're heading back now. Back to Dunbar. So I'll speak to you again soon. Alright then. Alright. Speak to you in a bit. Okay, so I'm back now, and I'm going to read you some poems from Shy Yeti's greatest hits. This is called Good Hug. She gives good hug, she makes great tea in a king-size mug, though she'll charge a fee. She'll mow the lawn, she'll wave her wand, get the Hoover out and clean the pond. She'll dance a jig, she'll surf the wave, in a beehive wig she'll misbehave. She gives good hug, she'll cast her spell, dresses up like William Tell. She'll test your fears and charge straight through, have a kung fu fight with a snooker cue. She knows your mind but not her own, with ties that bind she'll always phone.
She gives good hug. She makes big plans with a screaming horde of teenage fans. She'll tuck you up and let you rest. Knows exactly what you most detest. She'll lure you deep down underneath. Her next door neighbour's name is Keith. She'll cure your woes, but drains your soul. Chase your foes and eat them whole. Take a long, long stroll off a short, short pier. Pop her cork, then disappear. Yes, she'll pat your head or feel your knee. But you can't expect that to be free. This one's called Onion Man. He's just a man, he's just a player. His real life hidden beneath each layer. His fears are safely locked up tight. Not left on view nor in plain sight. His long hard stares cause you to freeze. But he'll give you love and STDs. Onion Man, peel his skin. See what darkness lies within. See what secrets he has kept. That stranger with whom you've just slept. He is just a man, he is just a cheat. With dubious truths looped on repeat. With mysteries all tucked away. He'll love you long time but may still stray. Beneath the surface lies they fester. He's got five wives back home in Leicester. Onion Man, peel his skin, a lucky dip prize you're cursed to win. He'll promise you now one last treat. But can one so bitter taste quite so sweet? He is just a man, he's just a liar. One carefree owner, one reluctant buyer. His talk is cheap, oh so predictive. Yet somehow it becomes addictive. Blood-sucking leech, a total user. With him you'll also be the loser. Onion Man, peel his skin. Let's pray he doesn't have a twin. He took you on some hellish ride. Unwrap him, find there's nout inside. This is called Piccadilly Circus. Mother's always hated London. I advise her it's best to be nice. The city's a vicious mistress. Critics don't get a chance to diss twice. This city has no atmosphere. Tourist queues too long. Everything is overpriced in the underground. Smells wrong. Why is it she complains so when it's me who pays the bills? When it's me who pay for dinner and for London's nighttime thrills? It's just a tacky Ferris wheel, she grumbled, petty hate. She didn't like St. James's, she didn't like the Tate. She didn't like St. Paul's, you see, and neither Leicester Square. Then as for Covent Garden, waste of time, she said. Despair. Too many crowds, she moaned again. It's like Piccadilly Circus. Perhaps, I said, that is because that's exactly where we are, all right. Mother's always hated London. I advised her it's best to behave. The city's a vicious mistress. And now, Mother is her slave. I'm going to finish with something summary, a little story called Summer Skies. Lying high on the hill, gazing down upon the humdrum life going on in the valley below me, I eventually tire of voyeurism and lay back onto the grass, staring up into the summer skies. The sound of the sheep on the other side of the field is eventually drowned out by the rare silence in my head. It's a hot day, and yet there are a lot of large clouds about, cruising across the sky like predators. Almost solid. Above me, a cloud is watching. It is the size of the field I lie in. Bigger, perhaps. It has been watching for some time now. Like the other clouds, it appears not to move, intent on studying us. It hangs there above me, and just gradually it seems to slowly descend. The field is becoming misty now, and our summer's day is suddenly lost. I stand up from the wet grass, aggrieved, and yet thankfully already the cloud seems to be moving on, lifting, once more to reveal the sun and blue sky. As it departs, the cloud appears to wink at me, and it is only then that I notice that all the sheep have gone, and I am alone. There you go. That's it. That's enough for me. There's some poems from Shoyeti's Greatest Hits, 1992 to 2017. By me, Paul Chandler, on lulu.com, maybe on Amazon if you check in a couple of weeks' time. Now, yes, we better get back to Scotland. Thanks for listening whilst I talk about my latest two books, the other one being the Shy Yeti Sketchbook, which will definitely be available from Lulu and, well, who knows, maybe that will be on Amazon too eventually. But anyway, enough of the adverts. I hope it hasn't been too much of a chore. Anyway, let's get back and let's see how I am doing with my meetup with Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. All right, moving on. Listeners, this is sort of my last message before we get the train, but guess who's here?
Hello, listeners. It's me, Carmody.
Yes, hello. It's me, Yeti Uncle John.
Yes. These two have been creeping around trying to surprise me, and they've ended up missing Nessie.
Oh, yes. Most embarrassing.
Oh, dear, Paul. We thought that we arrived at the wrong place. We arrived at North Berwick. And then we realized that you were in Dunbar. And then when we were traveling over to Dunbar, you were traveling to North Berwick to meet Nessie there. And we, oh, if we'd just stayed where we were, it would have all been fine.
Oh, yes. It's nobody's fault. Nobody's fault. It was our silly plan for, trying to surprise you. Yes. So stupid of us.
Well, it's a shame. He would have liked to have seen you. But, another time, I suppose.
Was he well?
He was very well, yes, very well indeed.
Oh, that's good. As long as he's doing all right.
Yes, I would like to have asked his thoughts on a few things, but do you think he may have Skype? We could talk to him that way.
I'm not sure if Nessie has Skype or not, but I suppose it's probably something we can find out if we just ask around.
Oh, that's good, yes. Oh dear. Well, I hope you had a nice trip.
I've had a very nice trip, thank you, yes. I've done quite a lot of sitting around and looking at the sea, which is, it's a fine profession, I must say.
Oh, that sounds very nice, Paul. I think that it would have been better if I had just sat and looked at the sea too. But, anyway, maybe another time, huh?
Yes. Well, right, well, I think it's time to sign off, possibly. Yes, so say goodbye to the listeners.
Goodbye to the listeners.
Goodbye to the listeners. Yes. Well, goodbye now.
Dear, oh dear. Moving on, listeners, moving on. Hello, Callum. It's the end of the holiday. How's it been for you?
Very good, thank you, Paul.
That's all right.
Thank you for arranging it.
Oh, it's fine. My pleasure. It's all on Nessie. He paid for the whole hotel and everything.
Dogs.
He's a nice chap. What did you enjoy most of this trip? We went in different directions during the day and met up in the evening.
I wasn't going to say that. I saw very little of you.
That sounds wrong. What were the highlights of the bits of things you did?
I liked North Berwick.
That's where we went yesterday.
I liked Dunbar. I liked everything.
Yeah. Lots of sea in both places, just nestling on the outskirts, just watching. So what was her best meal?
Probably it's hard to say. They've all been pretty good. I wouldn't say I had a particular favourite one.
Did you have any ice creams that were good?
I had getting emotional. it was toffee flavour, that's it.
Where was that? Here?
Yeah. And the other one was a standard flaky one from the co-op.
Yeah.
In North Berwick.
Standard of ice creams I had were a little bit low, but then I'd eaten a whole packet of sweets one day when you were having ice creams. I didn't want an ice cream. Mm-hmm. But I had quite a nice tub of ice cream on Sunday. But it was that sounds not a massive tub. It wasn't like 6 litre or something. But, I think my best meal was the burger I had last night with haggis. And there was a pepper sauce. So it was like two meals. It was like a burger. But then at the end, if you left the burger to the last, you had a little steak.
And what about the calamari?
Calamari was okay. Wasn't as good as the Thai calamari that we have sometimes. What did you think of the what did you think?
It was all right, as long as you had it within the batter.
It's better at the Thai calamari place, but I did have a good curry at the Chinese restaurant, although I slopped some down my shirt and I don't know if that stain will be coming out. Anything you didn't do that you would have liked to have done?
No, not really. It was the right amount of time. Weather was good. Outside most of the time.
You said hello to Bowhaven Bay for me. I didn't go down there this time.
Oh, yeah.
But then I explored two bays, which I didn't have a chance to look at last year. So, I mean, these are places that I've been to many times, but it was nice to go back. So I got to spend quality time sitting and staring at them or climbing over their rocks. So I'm glad I did that. And thank you very much for me organising it.
Well done.
Well done to me for organising it all. Absolutely all of it. P.S. listeners, I didn't organise any of it, and nor did Nessie. It was all Callum. But we don't want him to get too egotistical. His head might explode. Thank you, Callum. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
Well, listeners, that's it for now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was very good to catch up with Nessie, and it was a lovely few days up in Scotland. And, you're probably asking, what's next? Next episode? Well, as you know, we have a lot of episodes ready to go. So, I shall have a good look through them and I shall decide what is coming up next. But you won't have to wait too long. So join us again soon. Do take care, and it won't be long before we're all back here on the Charlotte podcast. Okay, well, bye for now. Bye now. Bye.
This is Nessie. Hi, is that you, Comedy?
Hello, Nessie. Yes, it's me. I thought you might use Skype. It's quite good. Do you like to use these things?
Yes, I'm quite happy to use Skype. It's very good to talk to you. Well, what is it you wanted to ask?
Well, you know, I just wanted to ask what it is like with you swimming around, you know. Do you get lots of, fish trying to take your photographs?
No, not usually. All the fish in Loch Ness, they've kind of got used to me.
And why is it that you do not have a Scottish accent?
Well, you know, I've been here a long time, and this is what the accent used to be. It's, the accent of the Scottish people developed since I've arrived here. That's how it goes.
Oh, goodness me. You have been... Do you know how old you are?
Oh, hey, you don't ask a Loch Ness monster his age. Oh no.
I'm sorry, I do not mean to offend you.
No, I'm joking with you. I think I'm about a million years old or something, maybe more. But, who's counting?
Yes, you look very good for your age. Not that I have seen... No, but you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Comedy. That's some sort of compliment, I think. Possibly. Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. Golly, I'm on the beach in Scotland. Yes, in a place called Dunbar. And I've just come across, some really big fans of the BFO. Yeah, they're seagulls. Did you realise how big Big Fatty is in the world of seagulls? Yeah? You can hear them in the background. They've found out that I'm recording for you, and they're like groupies. They want to get involved. They're screaming, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. We love Big Fatty. We love Big Fatty. But you know what? Do you know what is the one thing they love more than Big Fatty? Huh? Do you know? No, it's not Shy Yeti, sadly. No, it's Poodle. Yes. It's Poodle. Seagulls absolutely love poodle. Yes. It's probably all the noise that happens on the BFO. All the squeaky kitty stuff. It's much... you know, it's very... it's very noisy, isn't it? Very loud, like seagulls. They probably appreciate it. They probably think that Squeaky Kitty is saying something to them. And maybe Squeaky Kitty is, even if he doesn't realise it. But anyway, oh dear. Not only do we have loud seagulls, we have screaming children. But anyway, never mind. Can't be helped. It's a very screechy afternoon I'm having. Yes, anyway. Right, so... that's it from me for the Shy Yeti, and I'll just let the seagulls tell them how much they love you. All right. Okay, here we go. Bye for now.
Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
Thank you, thank you.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I hope he hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
I have a voice. I have a voice.
You have a voice.
You have a voice.
We have a voice.
We have a voice.
Unique voices in podcasting.
Univazpods.net.
So, Yeti Uncle John, gosh, you really mucked it all up, didn't you? Creeping around like that?
Well, you can talk. Your spaceship kaput, didn't it? Your spaceship hadn't kaputted. Then we could have all gone up in that, and we would have been able to have found out where Nessie was. And
well, if you'd have waited, then maybe the ship would have worked eventually.
Oh, well anyway, we just mucked up. That's all. It's nobody's fault.
I know, I know. Well, we all didn't get to see Nessie, but at least Paul got to see Nessie.
I think Cromarty's been Skyping with him.
With Nessie? Does Nessie Skype?
Well, yes, apparently so. But anyway, it was a very nice trip anyway. You know, I did eat some ice cream.
Well, that's always good.
Yes, ice cream and some Scottish beer. I think it was beer. Anyway, yeah, it was very good.
Well, no wonder you got the wrong bus.
Well, no, it's not that I've drunk too much, it's just that I'm hopeless, that's all.
Well, I wouldn't disagree there.
Well, it's not very nice. Oh, dear, oh dear. Well, I suppose there's no more to be said.
No, I don't think so. It's the end of the episode. There's no more to be said.
Right, so I won't say any more.
No, please don't.
Nothing at all. Not one more word.
No, please, no more words.
Right, I'll say nothing more.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Yes, very good.
Is there going to be some end music?
Maybe if we actually shut up.
Right, yes. Goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye, listeners.
Are they gone?
I'm not sure.
I think they're still there. I can hear them. I can hear them rustling their crisp packets.
Oh, yes. Please go now.
Maybe we have to go.
Maybe. Let's go. Hammin' it up. Right. Hammin' it up with Big Daddy. Oh, he is fat and thin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hammin' it up with Big Daddy.
Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
big fatty. Hi, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing?
Paul, good.
How are you doing, Poodle?
Lovely.
You're doing well.
Yes.
Looking good.
Yes, thank you. And you?
You do look good, Poodle.
Oh, thank
you. Ick's with me.
Oh, hi,
Ick. Hello, Ick.
Hello,
Big Fatty. Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
We just wanted to leave a message.
Okay.
To say that
yes.
Next week, probably around the time that you play this on the show, me, Shy Yeti,
yes.
I'm heading up to Scotland.
Oh!
Probably with Ick.
Oh,
you are coming,
lovely.
Aren't you, Ick?
Yes, I think so. Yes,
oh,
definitely.
Lovely.
You remember last year when Ick and I made friends with the Loch Ness Monster, Nessie?
Yes, I remember.
Ick and I and some
yes.
of the other regulars, we all made
yes,
friends with Nessie.
Yes, I remember.
He came down to London and I know he became quite a big fan of
yes,
the little show.
Went to the Harrods, if I remember correctly.
We're hoping
correctly.
To catch up with him when,
oh,
we,
lovely.
When we go up to Scotland.
Just
so
lovely.
I don't know, I just
so
wondered
you,
if you,
are you going,
have any messages
are you, going,
you want me to pass on.
Oh, ask him. Ask
you know
him.
If the Loch Ness Monster wears a kilt?
Oh,
trying
yes,
to think.
It's an excellent
I guess he might wear
question.
A kilt. Maybe when he goes to parties and things.
Excellent
yes,
question.
Good point.
Yes.
Do you think he wears underwear?
No.
Do I think Nessie wears underwear?
No.
I'm
no,
not sure.
No.
Big Fatty doesn't wear underwear, so,
no,
so possibly Nessie
no.
doesn't either.
Take it off.
I don't know.
Remove gosh, it.
Doesn't bear imagining though.
What?
Which one? Big Fatty not wearing underwear?
How
Nessie not wearing
how
underwear?
How dare you?
Both of them.
How dare you?
I suppose you have to be very confident that you're not
yes.
going to... Well,
what? Who cares?
Shot,
exactly. Yes.
You
don't
you
want
to... You need to have that sort of confidence.
Well, if you shot yourself,
you know,
it just hits the ground.
Creep up on you, don't they?
Oh, yes.
No, I don't want to be crept up on by a shark.
No, oh,
well,
no.
Exactly.
Well,
does.
that's how sharks are. They creep up on you.
Be prepared because you just don't know when it's
oh,
going to strike.
It's you
well,
cannot
you know,
be prepared for
a
shot.
You don't wear underwear then.
All over the ground.
Just, you might end up leaving a trail.
Yeah. Oh, a trail. The shark yeah. trail.
A
we just
snail.
Please.
Yes,
it's like Hansel and Gretel,
why
except
you
it's.
Stop talking about this.
You just follow the shark to get to grandmother's house.
Whether Big Fatty or Poodle had any messages. We can pass on to Nessie.
Well, get some.
Should we just
Scotty.
Say hi from you
hi,
both?
Yeah. Please do. How about cake?
So,
will
we'll
you
try
buy,
and record
buy,
a message whilst
buy
we're
Nessie a cake.
And send it on.
Oh, that'd
we
be lovely.
We just thought we'd say hi before we went.
Yes,
that's
lovely.
A
lovely.
Yes.
Oh, I hear
right,
the peepers in the background.
Take care, Big Fatty. Take
yes.
care, Poodle.
Bye.
And we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank
bye
you for calling.
Bye, Big Fatty. Bye, Poodle.
Bye, Poodle.
Bye. Yes. Oh, bye-bye, peepers. Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti and Ick and Paul and Ick. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voices and have a lovely time up there in Scotland. You know, you've got to go to the nether regions of Scotland, up above Edinburgh and Glasgow and all. And I think it's up there near Inverness. Big fatty Inverness. Don't you take a medicated salve for your Inverness? Something like that.